Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Big 12 Nation. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season before we get out of here. It'll be we'll probably do one more and then a special bowl game edition. And then the next year or next season, hopefully, we can do it bigger and better and start doing some of these shows live on one of these social media platforms. We will see, ladies and gentlemen, but as we all know, Bill Snyder has done what he has done for decades, and it's not luck. I don't know what it is, but they will get their upset win every year. They will get bowl eligible, and I was kind of nervous at first saying, wow, they might not get bowl eligible until they get to Iowa State, but now it's looking like they're going to get their, you know, signature standards, you know, 7 wins. That's pretty daggone good for a team that was like the doormat of college football. They like just average 7 wins every year, and then every once in a while, even better. And you know what's funny? I was actually watching a movie last night, guys, on George Bush or whatever, and I remember they were showing the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, and I totally forgot that when K-State had Darren Sproles, man, they were on a roll. They were on a roll. They were phenomenal. They were a great team, and that was just a fun time, man. That was a fun time in there, and hopefully before Coach Snyder hangs up again, he can get himself back to a Big 12 or a Power 6 bowl game. But congrats to K-State for doing it again on the road, beating Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State. So we don't know what the Big 12 title game will be. Obviously, Kenny Hill was not playing at Texas Tech, and don't know what the reasons are, which I'm fine with. I don't need to get all in their business like ESPN and have to know everything right away all the time. However, TCU still won, and they handled their business. So it's looking like it will be OU, TCU again. TCU will probably have a home crowd if it's at Jerry's World. And it should be a fun time. And I mean, they didn't just beat Texas Tech. They whooped them 27-3. Like, they didn't even really score. I don't know what the heck happened to Texas Tech. So right now, I'm just trying to think my predictions at the beginning of the year. My predictions were K-State gets to a bowl game. Kansas would probably not get to a bowl game, but I thought they'd at least win 4 games this year. Iowa State, I didn't think would get to a bowl game. I think I gave them 5-7 or something like that. They've impressed and done a phenomenal job. So it looks like the only people that have really shocked me is Texas Tech, because I had Texas get into a bowl game. I had Texas going 8-4 or 7-5, I believe. And if the Longhorns do what they're supposed to do next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, they'll go 7-5. And if they can win a bowl game, they can go 8-5. And to me, that's a good job by Tom Herman in his first year, because this will be the first time they've probably had 8 wins since like 2013. So a whole like class of kids, a whole little small era of kids have left the Texas program without a bowl game or without even a winning season. End up being the first winning season in a while. So, you know, it's been a lot of complaints on the people on the radio, because in Texas, you know, it's one of those places like Ohio State, Alabama, people want wins, and they want wins now. And it takes a process. It's a development. And it's phenomenal that these guys are actually, you know, going in the right step. And sometimes it takes a minute. Like, people want to start off, like, fast and hot. And I would rather be what Texas is than be what happens at Texas A&M every year. At A&M, they'll start off fast, 6-1, 7-1. And then down the stretch, they'll lose 3, 4, 5, and they'll finish, like, 8-4, 7-5 every single year. Not bad for an SEC team. I mean, it shows consistency. I mean, there's some SEC teams, like Ole Miss, where they'll be phenomenal for a whole year, you know, and they'll be on a streak. They'll beat Alabama 2 years in a row, then they'll be 4-8, 5-7 or something silly. Whereas Texas A&M is just like, okay, 8-4, 8-5, 9-4 after a bowl game. So, I mean, it's consistency. But we'll see where Sumlin ends up at this year. Some people are, you know, saying he'll get the Arizona State job, Oregon State job. There's a bunch of jobs open for Sumlin if he wants it, or if he wants to just take the year off and wait till a bigger job comes open, he'll be fine. And also our former coach, or should I say the former coach at the University of Texas, Charlie Strong. He looks like he might get the Ole Miss or the Arkansas job, but we'll see what happens, man. It's the coaching carousal. What we need to wonder in the Big 12 is, do you think Kansas will give David Betty another shot? And it's almost, you know, it's one game left in the season. I'm hoping at this point they just follow through and give him 4 years. And, I mean, what's the point of firing a man now? I don't think you're going to get anybody in there that's going to change it around within a year. There's no, like, new hot young coaches that you could get. So I would just stick with Betty and let him follow through and get all the way to the promised land. And what we also got to remember is, you know, it happened at Colorado last year, and it took the man 4 years to get it done, and he actually, you know, surprised the conference and got it done. So we'll see what happens, but not a surprise. And we can get back to this Texas game. If anybody saw Greer's finger, it was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen, ever. I was glad they were able to pop it back in place and keep it off camera for a little while, but, man, that hurts. And, you know, I thought this was, like, more grassy material that these kids were playing on these days. But, I mean, the way he hit his finger and it popped out of place and he had to pop it back in, it's like they were back on the old days of the turf in the 80s and the 70s. But, you know, thank God he got back up. He's okay. Hopefully he'll be able to be 100% by West Virginia's bowl game. If not, we'll see. But, man, that was – ooh, I had to turn my head for a minute. Now, Iowa State didn't disappoint. At first, it was slow, but they went on the road. They beat Baylor. Remarkable year for Iowa State. So, we'll see what it adds up. I mean, we could potentially have – I think 6 teams with 7 wins. And if you got 6 teams with 7 wins, that shows some pretty damn good parity. That shows some pretty good parity. So we'll see. I think we'll have 2 teams with, let me see, can Oklahoma State still, let me see real quick, guys, if Oklahoma State can still get double-digit wins. I know they can get it by the bowl game, but I don't know if they can get in the regular season. Let me see. Tech is 5-6, so they have to beat Texas next Friday. So that's going to end up being a good game. Texas is already bowl eligible. We'll see if they satisfy with the status quo or if they're really taking it to the next level. You see, Iowa State is already 7-4. So holy cow, Iowa State could literally go from like 4-8 to 8-4 in 1 year. That would be crazy, but they got to go to Manhattan, Kansas. I don't think the Kansas State players are going to let them do that to them on their senior day. So I'm predicting they go 7-5. Let's see, State is 8-3. If they win next week, they'll be 9-3. So, yeah, they could go 10-3 if they win a bowl game. So that's double-digit wins. Oklahoma, I would have been worried about the Oklahoma game versus West Virginia if it had been at West Virginia. But since that Oklahoma at home, I don't think Oklahoma is going to BS or play any games playing at home. I think they're going to go finish the job, get that Big 12 wrapped up, and stay in that top four ranking. I don't think they're going to even think twice. They're going to attack, and not play any games. And I hope Baker Mayfield just keeps doing what he's doing. See what, you know, it's, I'm looking here, guys. It's interesting. Like, so let's see, Baylor at TCU. TCU should finish 10-2, be in second place. Texas Tech at Texas. And let me just go over this, guys. When you wake up Friday morning after being full from your family's dinner, remember, TCU Baylor is on at 11 a.m. I think that's awesome. People complain about the 11 a.m. games, but I think it's awesome when it's around this time of year. It's family time because what's most likely going to be going on? Your wife, your daughter, a lot of people are going to do the Black Friday shopping. You, your son, if your son doesn't go for Black Friday shopping, you're just going to want to sit in a chair, you know, have a nice little snack, something to drink, and watch the game. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is, you know, this is a nice rivalry game. You know, and it's a good thing. Wake up the next morning, go together as a family to the game, and watch TCU play Baylor. So Baylor will probably finish 1-11. TCU will finish probably 9-2. Let's see, Kansas at Oklahoma State. Ain't no way in hell Oklahoma State is letting Kansas beat them for the last game. But don't, you never know. They might have gave up and just said, oh, let's just go ahead and knock this out and get ready for the bowl season. But I don't think they're going to play that game on senior day. I think they're going to roll Kansas. Oklahoma State finished 9-3. Solid year, another winning year for Mike Gundy. Iowa State at Kansas State, that's Saturday. That's a 2:30 start time. Iowa State's already 7-4. K-State is 6-5, both bowl eligible. So this is just a battle of who the hell wants to go to the better bowl game. You know, that's all this is about. So whoever wants the better bowl game is going to win this game. They both want to get a good one. They have big enough fan bases. So we'll see what happens. And then West Virginia, Oklahoma, obviously, West Virginia wants a better bowl game, you know, than a 7-win bowl game. Oklahoma's playing around with trying to get to the national championship game. So these are all decent games. I mean, these are all competitive games still going into the final week. Hot seat, I mean, the Big 12 has been pretty low-key this year on hot seat. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury, maybe the guy at Kansas. But, guys, I give him another year, man. Another year this time, if Kansas and Texas Tech are still having the same problems, then we might see some changes. But right now, I say just leave. And that also says a lot about the conference. Like, damn, like, there's only two coaches that are on the hot seat. That means that we're playing some pretty damn good football in this conference when everybody's competing, everybody's winning. I looked at the damn standings the other day, and it was like so many teams that were 4-3. Like, it's just right down the middle. So, we'll see. All right, let me get my predictions, and we'll get out of here. But, yeah, just last week, I started laughing when Kansas State won. I said I knew they would find a way to do something like this and catch somebody off guard and have the people in Vegas doing backflips. West Virginia, Texas, I predicted that one wrong. I own it. I didn't think that Texas would win at Morgantown. It shows growth. It shows that they're ready to go. Another thing, excuse me, guys, I just walked in the room. I see this stupid stuff going across the bottom line of the screen. And I know there's all subject, but just this goofy stuff about this Jameis Winston Uber driver groping. Like, guys, have we gotten to a damn world where everybody is getting groped and everybody is getting touched? And it's so damn stupid. It doesn't make any sense. It's just like, women, y'all going to end up, this next generation, y'all going to end up not having no men wanting to do nothing with y'all. They're not going to hire y'all. They're not going to do nothing. Y'all better quit letting ESPN drive y'all bat, you know what, crazy. Because this is just getting stupid. Sorry, guys, I got sidetracked. But just that and the Roger Goodell commissioner thing, this is why I like college football right now. Just all that messy politics, stupid, silly stuff. I can't stand it. All right, Texas versus Texas Tech. Sorry, guys. That's just so damn goofy. We'll see. Texas versus Texas Tech. We will go. Since Texas Tech hasn't been putting out much offensive points lately, but they haven't been getting. Let's say Texas 27, Tech 9, something like that. Or if they actually put some offense up, let's go 28-10, something like that. Kansas at Oklahoma State, 57-3. Iowa State at Kansas State, this will be a close one. Kansas State, 33. Iowa State, 28 or 27 or 33-31, something like that. Kansas State will find a way to win at home, close game. And then we got Oklahoma versus West Virginia. It'll be competitive in the first half, but the Sooners will pull away. And I want to say 42-28 or 35-21, somewhere in that area. And that's it, guys. That's Big 12 Nation for this week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend, man. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Make sure you tell anybody that you love, that you really love them. Stuff is always tragic. We saw what happened with the church shooting in Southern Texas and all the other stupid stuff that's going on around the world. Just tell people if you really love them, you love them. If you got beef with somebody in your family, tell them you're sorry. Keep it moving. Everybody have a good holiday weekend. Big 12 Nation.